Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world by the internet and the satellite. By the way, great news yesterday for the Bucs. Rob Gronkowski's play for another year, and Shaq Barrett sticking around, and Tom Brady is getting a 2-year extension, so the team is staying together. That's going to be interesting. Now, a special shout out goes to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on MeWe, the same way, Gab, the same way, on Parler, we're at the Captain's America, on Twitter, we're at Captain's America, capitalize the word America, and our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now for hour number two, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God, a great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the Washington Post wrote an article that is being mocked over the fact that they didn't tell the truth about President Trump. They made up quotes that were in there, and that article was referred to and used in the impeachment trial number two when Donald Trump was acquitted. Remember that?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah. This was about him supposedly, telling the Georgia Secretary of State to find the fraud and this kind of stuff.
It's not what he said. And here's the comment from the Save America PAC, the office of Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States of America. He said the Washington Post has just issued a correction as to the contents of the incorrectly reported phone call I had with respect to voter fraud in the great state of Georgia. While I appreciate the Washington Post correction, which immediately makes the Georgia witch hunt a non-story, the original story was a hoax right from the very beginning. I would further appreciate a strong investigation into Fulton County, Georgia, and the Stacey Abrams political machine, which I believe would totally change the course of the presidential election in Georgia. He goes on to say, Fulton County has not been properly audited for vote or signature verification. That is true. They only looked at the areas of the state where there were most likely to be a few problems, and even though they found large problems of mistakes, they are seeking to find and reveal a large-scale election fraud which took place in Georgia. Many residents agree, and their anger caused them not to turn out to vote for the two Republican senators in the January election. Now, this is where we find out about something that we talked about a little bit, but it gets very specific. The consent decree signed between the Secretary of State Raffensperger and Stacey Abrams, remember we talked about that?
Right.
Was not approved, was not approved by the Georgia State Legislature, and therefore it should be deemed invalid and the election result changed. Why the governor and Raffensperger ever approved of this consent decree is one of the great questions of all time. We look forward to an answer. That's huge.
Well, it is huge. And as we heard in that statement, you know, there were so many ramifications, not only for the presidential election, but for the senatorial elections following that, which, of course, we see exactly what that meant in terms of what the Democrats are trying to push through right now. And, you know, again, this is all based on these quotes, which were not true. And with the reason we know they're not true is because recordings have emerged now of the actual phone call.
Right.
So again, they got it wrong. They got it really wrong. And oopsie doesn't really seem to cover it, per se. But it does go to show, Captain, just what an intense machine was brought to bear in order to create the aftermath of the presidential election.
And I will tell you right now, at the local level in the state of Georgia and some of the counties that are there, there is legislation that's working its way up through the system. It's already been passed in committee, going to be voted on in the Georgia legislature, directly aimed at Stacey Abrams and what she did in the Georgia election. That action, and by the way, she's saying, well, it's going to shut down the vote. It's going to keep people from voting by having to have ID and this, that, the other, and all this stuff. No, it's not. It's going to keep the election honest, Stacey.
Well, right, right. And voters bear responsibility. And in our society, we have a responsibility to have orderly, execution of these kinds of important things like elections. It can't simply be a free-for-all. Stacey Abrams, I think, is her ilk there on the side of having complete, total free-for-all because they feel that it benefits them. Because if you can have no voter ID, people, you know, all these the laundry list of things that just don't make any sense. If you want to be able to have an actually fair election where people's voices are actually heard, they don't want that.
Name one country in the Western Hemisphere that doesn't have ID to prove who you are to vote. Name one.
Yeah, well, exactly. But this is the notion, Captain, that anything that there's any responsibility onto the voter to do their thing, get it right, all this kind of stuff, is somehow disenfranchising them.
Yep. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Fixing to get real interesting. Got more stuff to talk about, including what's going on up here in Minneapolis.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, hanging on my phone waiting to get on the back in the segment. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Remember, folks, there's gold waiting in your windshield. You just don't know it. If you give it an inspection today and it's chipped or cracked and you need a windshield, once you get it replaced by Auto Glass America, they'll hand you $100 right in your hand after you tell them, I sent you. Now, they'll handle the windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty for the car, the truck, the van you're driving. If you're down here in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required. And from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa to Sarasota and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim, give you a premium quality windshield, and drop $100 in your hand after you tell them, I sent you. That's me, the captain. So give him a call at 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS, for the Auto Glass America hotline, and tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
You do it better than I do. I just bebop along. I was bebopping there when I was getting to you, but that's okay. All right. All right. Well, Officer Derek Chauvin, his jury pool has now reached 9. Trial selection is continuing slowly as the defense lawyer now apparently is asking the judge up there in Minneapolis for a change of venue. Now, I told you, and I'm not an attorney, I told you if it was me, the first thing I would have done was gotten that the heck out of Dodge.
Well, exactly, because obviously this is a very controversial trial no matter what, and a change of venue might have been a very good thing in order to have the trial conducted hopefully in the most fair way possible and the most orderly way possible. One of the things that Chauvin's lawyer, Eric Nelson, had said about this, he said he was concerned with the news that had come out late last week about the civil settlement. So obviously there's some concern there, I'm sure, about how all this is playing with the jury pool, for one thing. But again, very controversial trial. It's going to, I think, have a massive impact no matter what in terms of how people are going to perceive whatever outcome there is.
Well, the thing of it is they added the third degree murder charge to the second degree manslaughter. And I have been listening to the legal experts talk. They don't believe that there's evidence there for murder based on the body cams and footage that they have. But they do believe that there's evidence there to charge him with manslaughter. So my question is, when he gets convicted of manslaughter, which is probably going to be where they're going to go,
right,
is that enough to keep the crowd from burning the town down?
Well, that is the most important question here. Yes, it looks like that's where it would land, also because the jury might be able to fall back onto that as something they would convict on rather than a straight-up murder charge or even third-degree murder. But again, there's have to be a lot of testifying and a lot of evidence presented, and we'll see that as it goes along. But you're right, Captain. It seems like a trial like this, because of the subject matter, because of what we saw happen over the summer and so forth, it seems that something is baked in here that almost no matter what happens, there could be some pretty visceral reactions to the verdict.
Okay, now because of where we're going to go with this next story, I'm going to start with this. This was Joe Biden, who had tapped someone by the name of Gene Sperling to oversee the COVID-19 relief package. He's also going to oversee the big infrastructure stimulus coming down the line. Listen to this.
Sperling is a veteran of the Clinton and Obama administrations and will lead the oversight for distributing funds from the $1.9 trillion plan. President Biden says Sperling will be on the phone with mayors and governors.
A source of constant communication, a source of guidance and support, and above all, a source of accountability.
He says his administration wants to prove that it can deliver for the American people and do it without waste or fraud. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Well, fact be known here, Kyle, they're doing it for the Democratic states to keep them in line, to make sure they don't screw something up and it doesn't get out. Because this whole thing, this whole example right now, is part of the big nationwide tour that Kamala and Joe are going to take. But somebody spilled the beans yesterday in that Democratic Senator Ben Cardin from Maryland was caught on a hot mic telling Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg just exactly how the Democrats were going to jam through about $4 trillion for infrastructure, and it wasn't necessarily going to go for infrastructure.
Well, right. Well, he basically was saying, Captain, it looks like they had some kind of press availability or something, and they were talking, and the senator appears to tell Secretary Buttigieg, says the Democrats are most likely going to have to use reconciliation on the infrastructure package. And of course, we know what that means. It means that they can simply use that facility that they have, and then only have to have 51 votes or something like that in order to get it passed. They don't have to really go through the passage process of trying to get it through the Senate with 60 votes, basically that kind of thing.
And they're going to do whatever they call it. I forgot it now.
Yeah, well, yeah, they'll use reconciliation so they don't have to worry about selling it.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines because I do believe I know who this is. So we're about to be treated with 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. Take it away.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. 60 seconds with Todd, 100% truth. The Democrats are a disgrace. Joe Biden is hiding in his basement. The border, they're trying, Pelosi did try to try and blame Trump, you numbnuts. He put the wall up, 400 miles of it, okay, and got the wall up. And now you're shutting down states illegally against the Constitution, but you want to let the illegals in with no vaccine. That's the Democrat point. They don't give a crap about you. And the first time that the African American people wake up and understand understand that Joe Biden doesn't give two craps about you, whether you're LeBron James or Jesse Jackson. They run you over as long as you toe the line and they pay you your money. It's a disgrace. Stand up for our cops. Stand up for our country. Look at Cuomo. They're throwing him to the curb. That's what they do to the Democrat Party. And God bless Trump for his new pack, and let's put money into Trump's pack, and you're going to go see Trump. And then if you're a true conservative, we'll support you. If not, you can go to HE Double Toothpicks. Let's get to work. Peace.
All right, and that's Save America's the pack for Donald Trump. Save America. And Kyle, I'm going to play something here. COVID cases are down. You know that, right?
Right, right.
So where do we go from here? You want to hear?
Yes.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and deaths continue to decrease nationwide, but she's concerned about people letting their guard down, especially in warmer weather.
We have seen footage of people enjoying spring break festivities maskless. This is all in the context of still 50,000 cases per day.
White House officials say the U.S. is now averaging nearly 2.5 million vaccine shots a day. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Now, yesterday, we heard all sorts of stuff going on. We played the little Dr. Fauci segment here in the first hour for people to be able to hear the nonsense there with where he's at again with a flip from, well, now you can be 3 feet apart, but we got to wait till we get a little bit more data. And, even though they've had people 3 feet apart up in Massachusetts.
Well, that's right. Yeah, some of the school system there had 3 feet separation versus 6 feet separation.
Now, I want to address something before we go to the bottom of our break, and that is our governor here, Ron DeSantis. He's definitely the best governor in the country, and we've been blessed by what he's been able to do for us, and everything he's done so far has worked, and I'm so happy to report that, because we are wide open and ready for business. And the ladies on The View, I don't know who these people are. I don't really care. But one of them called our governor Death Santis. She needs to get a life and understand that the death governor is right where she sits in New York City, Cuomo.
Well, sure, and maybe that's part of this whole thing, is again, to try to drum up as much controversy as can possibly be done, because they know that that Cuomo is teetering, literally teetering at this point, and it may just simply be a matter of time. And they don't like that idea, it's even with Joy Behar, as you mentioned in hour number one as well, Joy Behar talking about how bad it would be if Cuomo left office because suddenly somebody could pop up one day and pardon Donald Trump. I mean, where do these people, where are their priorities?
Yeah, and one of my buddies was on TV last night with Shannon Bream. And there he is right now. I'm seeing him. He was on there. I remember him when he started out as a driver for Congressman Vern Buchanan. Christian Ziegler. He's a great guy. Vice chairman of the Republican Party of Florida. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Mississippi has become the second state to open its COVID vaccination eligibility to all adult residents. Governor Tate Reeves announced the change Monday, saying the new eligibility will take effect on Tuesday. Several more states have also set up a timeline for opening up eligibility for all. As states are opening up their vaccine programs, some are also rolling back COVID restrictions, worrying health officials. Dr. Robert Bollinger is a professor of infectious diseases at Johns Hopkins University and tells CNBC that the spikes in cases being seen in Europe is a good reason not to take our foot off the gas when it comes to mitigation efforts in the U.S.
Well, we're certainly in a better place than we were this time last year, but we're not out of the woods yet. We're increasing the vaccination rate, but we're beginning to open up, as you know, around the country. We have increasing evidence that these variants are transmitted in the United States as well. So we really can't take our foot off the gas right now. This is the wrong time to do that.
This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90. Number to call is 833-848-2590. That's...
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and that's my happy camper that's my roommate right around the corner here from where I'm at. He's in the studio around my right shoulder, around the corner, about 30 feet away, and I'm over here on this side of the building. I'm up front, he's around the back. That's the way he wants it. He wants to hide back there, so that's okay. Mike Gallagher, and you hear him on lots of stations across the country here a little bit later. Now, this portion of the program is about you, my friends over at the Stem Cell Patch Company. I've got a stem cell patch right now in the middle of my foot. I've had it on there and switched it since last week, and I'll tell you all about what it's doing. But here's what they're all about.
Hi, folks. It's the Captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Now, the thing that it's been doing for me is it stabilized my left foot. It didn't swell up as much as it had before, and that's an improvement. And I'm not in as much pain as I have been, and that's an improvement. So I can honestly tell you that this is working for me. And what it does is it causes the body to regenerate stems in an area of a body that's been injured by whatever the means are. And it helps you to go through the healing process. That's the whole purpose behind it. And that's the reason I have it. So there you go. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I'll tell you what. I've been up in Atlanta, and I've been around 285. You ever been on that road?
I can't say that I have. No, unfortunately.
There's an expression that the truckers use when they get up on 285 and run around Atlanta. They call it being in the Watermelon 500 because you get up there, and if you can't run 70 or 75 miles an hour, you won't keep up with traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's faster than that. And up in Morrow, Georgia, which is just outside Atlanta, police found a bunch of street car racers, and they knew where they were. They were watching them. They set them up, and they trapped them in a parking lot of a store, and they arrested 102 street racers. Wow.
Wow. That really is something. Yeah.
Well, it's more than something.
Well, definitely.
You have that sort of problem out there in California, I think.
Well, we really do. In fact, you see the skid marks all over the place. During the pandemic, you go out in intersections, you'd see all the skid marks from donuts, being done. Or sometimes you're driving down Interstate 5 freeway, all of a sudden you see a bunch of donut tracks in the middle of the freeway, where people were doing that at some point, presumably late at night. But racing, street racing can be very, very dangerous, and people get killed doing that. Yeah.
Now, we talked a little bit about this infrastructure bill that's coming up, but I want to talk a little bit more about it before we go to the break here. We're talking about maybe $4 trillion. Is that about right?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like it's going to be, yeah.
And they're going to put it through using what now, reconciliation?
Reconciliation. Well, according to that hot mic from the senator talking to Secretary Buttigieg, yeah.
But the money is not going to necessarily go for infrastructure.
Nope.
They're going to use it to do whatever they're going to do in the blue states is what I'm understanding. Is that correct?
Yep. Yeah, well, that would seem to follow, too. I mean, what's going on? I mean, look at what happened with this $1.9 trillion stimulus package. This wasn't for really people who needed money. This is going to a lot of different interests that really helped to benefit the Democrat Party interests, basically. Precious little is going to people who actually need it. So it's not, I mean, they could have done a separate bill, Captain, of just give everybody the $1,400 checks, et cetera, and then do other bills for a bunch of other kinds of relief or help, but let that be debated and let that go up for a real vote and not what we've seen happen here.
Now, the feds yesterday charged a couple of men in the attack of the fallen Capitol police officer. They released images of what was going on, and apparently he got sprayed with bear spray, bear repellent.
Bear mace, exactly.
And that's pretty bad stuff.
Well, sure. I mean, anybody who's ever seen or heard tell of what bears are capable of, that's why that stuff is so powerful, for good reason. But what's they're talking about, Captain, they've got 9 felonies against these two people. I think part of it, too, is that they are showing that one of them was asking for a can of the stuff, or they were going to pass it back and forth or whatever it was. But they were going after Officer Sicknick, who we know later died at the hospital following the storming of the Capitol. So this is very serious stuff, and these two individuals, if convicted, they might be airmailing in light at some point to wherever they're going to be sent.
Now, we also heard something yesterday about the accident that Tiger Woods had.
Yes.
Several forensic experts told USA Today and their sports page that the available evidence in the case now indicates that Tiger Woods was inattentive or fell asleep behind the wheel when the SUV went right into the median instead of staying in its lane as it curved to the right.
Yes, and what they talk about here is that there seems to be a lack of brake marks, basically, where somebody, and they hit the brakes instinctively. This does not, as far as we can tell, appear to have happened. Also, there doesn't appear to have been any other examination of Tiger's blood, if I've understood this correctly. Again, they're trying to piece together now forensically if there was an impairment.
Yeah, he was not drunk. He was not overdosed. None of that sort of stuff. But they do believe, by what they found forensically, that he fell asleep behind a wheel.
It could very well be. We know that he was in a hurry. We know that it was very early in the morning, so that could have been. And a lot of times, Captain, accidents are usually the culmination of several factors, one after the other. It's not usually just one thing, but as they go back and look at this, if he in fact fell asleep, they may be able to determine exactly why, you know, he went to bed too late and then had to get up too early or something else was going on. Who knows? And also, there could be some other underlying medical condition we don't know about, but just speculating here.
And this is a big deal, folks. Former Vice President Mike Pence has endorsed Sarah Sanders, the former press secretary, who's running for governor in Arkansas. That's a big deal, and that's going to help her greatly.
Oh, I think so. Having the former vice president's endorsement has got to be nothing but a big boost. And certainly Sarah Sanders, she's very smart. She understands politics very well, wanting to sort of follow in her father's footsteps, I think would make a great governor. Can you imagine Sarah Sanders as governor dealing with President Joe Biden? I mean, that would be pretty cool to see.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens. And Eric is trying to tell us something here. Don't know exactly what it is, but those two guys were charged with nine felonies.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. Yep.
Yep. And they do have some pictures of what they were doing just before all of this went down, I do believe.
Yes, well, I think they have surveillance video and so forth. Also, there are other witnesses. Tipsters helped to identify who they were as well, we understand.
Now, down here in Florida, and this will be our final story before we go to the Truckers Highway and Byway break, prison guards are refusing to take the COVID-19 vaccine despite outbreaks in the prison. And this is in Florida. Florida correctional officers polled their colleagues, and the majority of them don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah, very interesting. We're going to see a lot more about vaccines and who doesn't want to take them or who might not want to take them. And there's evidently going to be a pretty big push by the Biden administration, especially in a related way here with evangelical leaders. They're very serious about talking to them and getting the word about the vaccine out there, that it's safe.
All righty. Well, here comes the music. And, folks, we're going to come right back with our second Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We're going to take a look and see if anything's changed. I know the fog got really intense here. We'll see if it's a little bit bigger than what it is this hour and what it was last hour. And I'll bet you right now it is. Yep, I can tell you it is. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always America.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
That's right, and that's why you do that, Donna Fiducia. Thank you very much for listening to us, Geraldton, Georgia Way, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Pull on in there, get yourself a free hot cup of coffee by telling them the captain sent you. You were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and I was talking about the Pilot and the Flying J. Don't forget to become a member of the Drivers Club there and get yourself points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, the supplies you buy, and they also have an RB club. Become a member there, too. And don't forget, you can sign up and get the fuel card there, and the more fuel you buy, the more money you save. Well, this little song here that I'm about to play was requested by Brooke, and she wants this to be her segment song. Brooke says, Brooke Emery, he'll be coming up here at an hour and a half from now. So here we go. This is going to be her song, and you'll get to hear it first. She hasn't even heard this, but she asked for it.
I'm taking
called, you got another thing coming, and that's a group called Judas Priest, and that's an oldie but goodie there. I don't know why she picked that song, but she did.
Yeah, well, no, that's going to be a pretty good theme song for her segment, I think.
Well, we're going to be rocking when that comes, I'll tell you that much. We will be rocking because that goes on. They're only going to play about a minute of it, just like I did there. But anyway, this is what it is. Okie dokie. Let's talk a little weather here. I'm going to read the weather statement and give it to Kyle. Another potent spring storm is going to cross the U.S. this week with severe thunderstorms forecast Tuesday into Thursday from the southern plains through the south and into the southeast. Heavy rain is expected from the central plains into the mid-Atlantic Tuesday through Thursday, while heavy snow is expected across the western terrain. High winds are going to drive the fire weather up in the southern high plains, and we do have some snow tonight still working its way across the Great Lakes up in Michigan and Pennsylvania and upstate New York and down into Kentucky, and as well as trailing around there in Nebraska. So go ahead, Kyle.
Thank you, Captain. Well, our friends out in the trucks tonight in Southern California certainly will understand this when I say that the Grapevine has been closed. CHP closed it just a little while ago. It's closed in both directions. Now, this is going to be closed at Parker Road in Castaic, and that's on the in the southbound portion is closed the Grapevine Road at Kern County. So this is, of course, because we've had a lot of snow and ice, and we'll see when it gets reopened. They were escorting for a time, but I think they decided to close it down. So be careful in that area north of Los Angeles. Also, in the San Bernardino Mountains, you've got a lot of snow, and I think it's coming down to pretty low levels. We've also got high wind warnings all through Southern California tonight as well. Frost advisory in Northern California near Sacramento, also Santa Rosa, but a hard freeze warning north of Santa Rosa as you go up California Highway 101. Winter weather advisory north of Las Vegas. In New Mexico, Captain, high wind warnings as well as you go through, Santa Rosa there in New Mexico, Interstate 40. We've got a fire weather warning going on there tonight as well. Winter storm warning in southern Colorado. In the Denver area, this is important, a dense fog advisory coming out I-76, I-70 as well. Still a lot of snow on the ground, of course, there for our friends in Denver tonight, Captain.
Yeah, and that dense fog advisory goes all the way over to Nebraska if you're on 76. By the way, when you get up there into 76, where it merges with 80, there's some lingering snow still in there all the way over towards Lincoln, so you'll be driving in and out of snow again tonight that away. But we've got a bunch of fog, dense fog right now, across the lower third of Iowa, as well as the northern half of Missouri, certainly goes across I-70 and Kansas City bound, also out west halfway across Kansas on I-70, you're going to be in dense fog. It goes all the way across Illinois to Effingham, I-57, and I-59, you'll definitely have dense fog running about 50 miles north-south in the directions over there. And 70, the dense fog will be with you all the way to the Indiana line, and then down in the southwestern corner of Indiana, you have another dense fog advisory. Now, up in the western part of Michigan tonight, you've got snow over there, about a 100-mile stretch of snow on the east side of Lake Michigan, western side of Michigan proper on the Lower Peninsula. You've got snow tonight from Erie, Pennsylvania, all the way into, just about U.S. 15, it looks like. And then you've got snow all the way down through Snowshoe, the mountain in I-80 in the central Pennsylvania, west southwestern Pennsylvania, on down to West Virginia. It looks like I-77 down through West Virginia. You're going to have some snow. And that's what it's looking like there. And fog tonight, again, off the Gulf of Mexico from right about Lake Charles, Louisiana, all the way around to Houston, and it's closer to the water now, all the way down to the Mexican border. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And we go right from Kyle to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
How much money do you want to pay in taxes?
I don't want to pay any.
Well, there's a $4 trillion stimulus that's coming, And the word got out yesterday, partially because of something that was being discussed in an audio between Pete Buttigieg and Senator Ben Cardin. But a lot more things got out about this new tax hike, and we're being told, oh, don't worry, it's only people making $400,000 and just the big corporations making $1 million. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, I know farmers that make $400,000, and we're not talking about the net income either. We're talking about the gross, because they're going to hit them with a corporate tax.
From 21 to 28%. And the author of all of this is Elizabeth Warren.
Of course.
So, I really just, you know, given any kind of recovery, I really don't understand how they can be this stupid. We're already watching people across the United States scream about the high cost of gasoline.
Sure.
At the pump.
Sure.
As I mentioned on your show the other night, you know, anybody who's going to get the $1,400 check, it's slowly being eaten up by the increase in gasoline prices.
Yep, and food. They'll get about 2 or 3 weeks worth of groceries and their gasoline, and that's it. It's done.
Well, when gasoline prices go up, the price of everything else goes up.
Correct.
Incrementally along with it.
Correct.
You know, that's the supply chain cost.
And so, Kyle told us that it was already well over $4 a gallon in California.
I saw that. Yeah, so this is, I don't know. I'd like to see what the Fed has to say about it all, but this is all Elizabeth Warren. It's something, you know, that she's concocted, and she's wanted to do this for a long time. So here we go.
Well, they're doing these little things. These are buybacks, paybacks, if you will, to buy loyalty. But it's going to ruin the economy. It's going to stop any type of recovery that's in there, because if you want to stop the recovery, all you got to do is jack the price of fuel out of sight and watch and see what happens. It's happened before. It's happening now. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com right after the top of the hour news. And your stations get a chance to identify themselves and pay some of their local bills. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'm coming right back with Denise Simon.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.